is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
You're tuned in to Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives. My name is Jeanette Paxia. My goal in life is to ensure that people live happy lives. And part of that is connecting to their stories. We all have stories that we can share to teach others, things that we've learned along the way on our path. And today's guest, Kimberly Inez Mays, I met a little over a year ago at a speaking event. And as soon as she walked in, I just felt her presence. She has such a quiet but strong presence. I really loved her speech and I loved being introduced to her and spending some time with her. So I wanted to have her on our show today. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime. Can you tell our audience a little bit about you?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Kimberly Inez Mays, and what I do is I have a passion for solving puzzles. I help coaches and speakers demystify technology to generate and nurture their leads, and I do it through marketing and email automation. So really happy to do that because I love delivering those aha moments and those moments of clarity for people when they struggle with anything that has to do with technology.
It's so important because as business owners, we try to do everything, right? And technology is one of those things that if you're not an expert at it, you could possibly be wasting a lot of time that you could be focusing on coaching and speaking. So as a coach and speaker, I know that trying to be an expert in everything is impossible. And hiring out those people who are experts really relieves stress. And actually people think it costs more, but sometimes it saves you money because then you can focus on other things. And I know that you're really good at it. I love the things that I've seen you do. So hopefully some of our audience will be able to connect with you for that, because it is important as we're building businesses to be able to have a strong presence and get out there. I mean, the world is much smaller since we have the internet and everything mm-hmm. to connect. I love going back to when people were younger. So, you know, you're younger, you're about to hit your teenage years, and you just feel like there's so many things that are happening at the time. What would you give your 12-year-old self? What advice would you give your 12-year-old self if you could go back now and do that?
I would say that, you know, I would tell my 12-year-old self that it gets better from here, because 12 is kind of that crossroads age where you're just like, well, you know, everything kind of sucks. I'm not really having the best experience at school. Things are changing for me. It's confusing. And so I would just say kind of just time will go a lot faster than you think when the years go by, and then it'll just keep going faster and faster and faster. So this year would just be like nothing compared to when you're 23 or, you know, 33 or even 43. So that's exactly what I would tell my 12-year-old self.
I was just looking at the date in April, now we're in April, mm-hmm. and I could not believe, I'm like, what happened to this year? I blinked, but my whole life, like you said, has been that way. When you are 12 or 13, or all you want to do is, at least for me, I'll speak for myself, all I wanted to do was grow up and go to work. Because I told my parents, it's much easier to go to work than it is school. Little did I know that is not that way, and that, you know, there's good and bad to both. I mean, I love the wisdom and stuff that I have now, and I wish I had some of that at that age. So hopefully we can share that information with some people, younger people who are listening. And we all have these accomplishments, these things that we've done. What stands out for you as an accomplishment, maybe some obstacles you had at moving through that?
Yeah, I think it's all about personal growth, right? Because a lot of people, when they think accomplishment, they're like, oh, well, exactly what award did I get? You know, what business did I start? Or what promotion did I get? But for me, I think the past 2 years have really done a paradigm shift with me. It's like, okay, well, when I think of accomplishments, it's like, how have I grown as a human being? Because yes, I have like done some of those things, awards, business, promotions, whatever, but it's like, is that what makes me valuable? So When I think of like accomplishments, I think of just being able to come on podcasts like this and speak, you know, being able to just comfortably share, being able to go on stage, being comfortable with just sharing the knowledge that I know. And I don't think that those things would have been something that I could do had I not started a business, had I not stepped outside my comfort zone. So I give myself a lot of credit for that.
Do you get nervous when you go on stage? Do you not like going on stage and doing things like podcasts? Was that hard for you to do?
At first, yeah. So, and if anybody is listening right now who is struggling with making videos, making, you know, going on stage, making any kind of content where you have to show up in front of people, especially as women, because you know we're so critical. It's like, oh, I don't like the way my hair did that thing. I don't like, you know, my one eyebrow was higher than the other. So, you know, we are so critical about ourselves. And so when I
We
started
are.
making videos, I actually cried because I was like, oh, why doesn't it look like everyone else's videos? The production quality is weird. Why did I stammer? And why did I say this? And you know, I would go delete it and do like take seven, take eight, take nine. And then before you know it, it's like by the 10th take, it's just like, okay, well, I'm just like depleted energetically and it's not as good. So, what, going back to your question, do I get nervous, excited? I used to get really scared, but right now, I don't get nervous at all. I think it's this dissociative energy that happens with me is because I'm in a good place. I know no matter what happens, no matter like which way my hair decides to go, it's gonna be okay. You know, like even if I stammer or stutter over something, it's okay. It's and so for me, it's just about that freedom to then share. So no, I get kind of nerve-sided where I'm just like up on a actual stage. I'm like, yeah, the adrenaline's going, but then when I get off the stage, I'm like, what did I say again? And I actually feel very, very sleepy, but I don't know. I got to work that out with a speech
You're
coach.
good though. I mean, it's
Yeah.
I love listening to you. And this is
Oh,
a new
thanks.
word I'm going to focus on, nerve-sided. Because I love getting on stage. I don't really get nervous, but you get that little bit of adrenaline. I've always liked being on stage. That's just how I
Yeah.
am. I'm an extrovert. And I have actually connected more to my introvert side and spending time on myself. But getting on stage, I'm nerve-sided. I'm going to use that word. That's the new word for me.
I,
And I
yeah.
love what you said. And we find I try to focus on, I work on focusing on my good qualities, but you know, we do so many videos and I look through videos and sometimes I'm just like, why in the world did I stand that way? And then I'll talk to someone else and they'll be like, oh, I loved when you did this. And I didn't even notice that because I was focusing on how I was standing, or like you said, your hair's flipped the wrong way, or your makeup doesn't look right. But it's a lesson in focusing on our good qualities. And both of us are wanting to help others. And in order to do that, we have to move our ego aside and get on stage and share because of of what we do. And it's important if you focus on what is our goal, what is our mission, who are we helping, and not on the hair that might be out of place. Like I think it's just gets us a lot further in what we're doing. And I mean, I've heard you speak a couple of times and I've enjoyed it both times. I really enjoy, like I said, you have such a quiet presence. In other words, I'm loud. I'm Sicilian. I get on stage. I'm loud. You're quiet, but it's not like we can't hear you or understand you. It adds to your whole persona and your, you know, speaking and how you help others. And it almost makes me want to listen more, if that makes sense. So I love watching you. And so keep doing it. Don't stop. I love to highlight things that you've done that maybe a lot of people don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe it's something you kept to yourself and you didn't share with others. What is something you're proud of that people didn't know and they'd be surprised to hear about?
What would surprise people about me? A few things. So one thing that comes to mind, and I think I have a few things that I've done in my past that I would love to do again, you know, time permitting. As we get older, we lose our hobbies. But I played the piano, and as a teenager, got pretty good at that, stopped, and wish I hadn't because I kind of lost a little talent there. For a couple of years, I did belly dancing, and I was actually intermediate level. Performed on
Really?
stage. Yeah, I performed in groups, and I actually performed solo a few times, but that was actually pretty cool. I did that. And then a couple of years ago, and I had stopped, I used to do cosplay, which is dress up like anime characters, comic book characters, and the like, and kind of get into that community a little bit. But life just had that taper down just a little bit, a lot, COVID. So yeah, but I think that these are things where I don't, now that I look back, I'm like, yeah, it was an accomplishment. It was an accomplishment to say, hey, I'm kind of interested in this dance. This looks pretty cool. Let me check it out. Let me take a class. And then a couple of years later, I was like, okay, well, I have all these costumes now. I don't even know what to do what to do with all of them. So, I think I love the way you asked me that question, because I'm like, yeah, I never really thought of it as accomplishments. I'm like, yeah, that a lot of people don't know that. I haven't really shared that ever before.
Well, it is a huge accomplishment. Now, two of the things that you said, I love belly dancing, but I would only do that by myself in my room. I love getting the videos and doing the belly dancing videos, and it is something I've seen some studios and stuff pop up, but I don't focus enough on my hobbies and things I'd like to do. But I dress up as Wonder Woman, so that's like just fun for me. I love, I do that for stage, but it's fun. It's exciting. It's different. You feel like it almost like you have a you're a different person and you're going out there. But you've inspired me to pick belly dancing back up again. I don't know that anybody wants to see me on stage, but I am going to pick it up again just to do it because it's fun. You have to like move your body. A lot of us sit a lot during the day, and so even if you just get up and move your body around, and belly dancing is one of those things that really focuses on your core, right? And it's a beautiful dance. I mean, I love watching people who are actually good at it do it. So I like that. I like the way you focus on things that maybe it's not. I was president of the United States, or but it is an accomplishment for us, and it is something that we to be well-rounded human beings. A lot of times, as women entrepreneurs, we don't have time for this other stuff that we want to do. And as we said in the beginning, time flies by. Today is the best day to start that. What is one thing that you wanted to do that you didn't do? So now maybe we can inspire you in the audience to go ahead and find one of those old hobbies.
Oh wow. So I'm the kind of person that I'm just like, oh wow, everything looks cool, but I only have one lifetime. So, I'm listening to somebody play the bass guitar and I'm like, yeah, that sounds really cool. But I'm like, okay, let me bass guitar, you're not gonna pick it up. DJing, I think anything with music, pretty much. But let's see, something that I can be inspired to do. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. Outside the day-to-day distracting things that I'm just like, oh, that looks cool. A lifelong thing of mine, I have to think, but I think for me is hosting a retreat. Something that's kind of brings it back to more business. I've always wanted to like have like a retreat or an event somewhere in nature. I really love camping, hiking, and even if people aren't into those things, there's something to be said about being in nature. You see like mountains or clouds or something. Get out of the hustle and bustle, and I think that opens up space for creativity and things like that. So I would love to do that.
I want to hold a retreat too, but being in nature is so refreshing for me. I love to like ground and hike and used to camp. I haven't camped in a while, but it's nice to just get back to that and get away from, ironically, since we both deal with tech, get away from tech for a while, get away from the phone, get away from Facebook and social media and just connect with yourself, others, and nature. I think that would be fun. And I think you would be an awesome retreat host. You'll have to tell me when you do that.
Okay, I will.
Call me up. So we're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back on Word of Mom Radio.
She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
In 2017, Unsilenced Voices was formed to help survivors of domestic abuse and gender-based violence worldwide. The organization currently serves Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ghana, and the USA. In 2022, Unsilenced Voices gifted over $33,000 to survivors in the USA, and in Sierra Leone, There are over 26 young girls who have been rescued from sex trafficking and domestic abuse and now going through vocational training school in order to better their lives. We need your help. Donations are critical in order for us to continue our work. We also need volunteers to help with research and development. Please visit unsilencedvoices.org for more information.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag, so you know you come home safely. Check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We're back here on Word of Mom Radio, and we're talking to Kimberly Inez Mays, learning lots about her, about what she's done, her accomplishments, her business. We just talked about a retreat and going into nature and we both travel a lot. Both of us are in a lot of personal growth groups. And I know you just recently went to Mexico. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite place that you've been or lived?
My favorite place that I think I've visited was Japan, was Tokyo, just because it was just so busy and so much going on and just so many little like cool things on every block of that city that I just wanted to stay there longer. I really liked Amsterdam as well. Amsterdam has to be one place that is like, if somebody said, where could you move to like right now? I definitely think that beautiful city of Amsterdam would be somewhere that I'd love to go. But on my bucket list would be Thailand. I still haven't made it there yet. Australia, South America. So yeah, I have a lot of other things that I have planned.
Amsterdam always has seemed interesting to me, but I've never been there. I mean, I've been to Mexico and Canada. What was it about Amsterdam that really drew you? Is it just really beautiful, the people, or what was it?
I think it was just like the layout of the city, the fact that it's just so bike friendly. So everyone has a bicycle there, the canals too. So it's just, I don't know, it's just a cool place in general. I just liked the way the city was laid out and I liked the whole vibe of it. Of course, I didn't spend too much time there. I only spent 2 days there as opposed to 7 in Tokyo. You know, Tokyo's busy too. Like I live in New York City, so Tokyo is like super, super busy.
It's busier than New York City, a lot of people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very busy. And where else? And I've also been to a couple other places. I've been to Iceland and also Costa Rica. So Costa Rica is nice, very hot, but it was a nice place.
A lot of my friends have been going to Costa Rica for retreats. Yep. And Iceland, I have a friend that lives there. I've always wanted to go there. So many beautiful places. I only have so much time. Like I'd love to go to Australia. Mm-hmm. First place I want to go is Sicily and see where my dad was born. I have a whole list. Places to go. And again, it's like picking up and just doing it and not waiting. Life is too short. Mm-hmm. Getting out and doing that. Is there a defining moment in your life that really changed the trajectory of your life? You had to make a decision and, you know, you had a couple roads to choose and the one you chose. Is there something that you can think of to share with us?
Yeah, it was back maybe 3 weeks before the world shut down in 2020. So I was working at this marketing company and I was having a tough time, not because of the work, but because of the environment. Some of the leadership just clearly did not care about people. And I had to make a decision. I'm like, okay, well, this is lucrative. It looks great on paper. The title was like phenomenal. It was like, if I tell people the title, they're like, whoa. So I had all these things going for me, but every day for the past 3 months prior to me leaving that place, I felt completely dead inside. I was just like, I am a shell, I'm not here, and I'm just completely disengaged. So it was at that moment, you know, I had my review and I'm like, okay, obviously this isn't going to work. I can't spend another day here. I had resigned on that day. Of course, I gave like a 3 weeks notice, which gave me a little coverage for a while, but you know, that was the defining decision. Am I going to let this drag me down even further, even though on the outside looking in, it's a great thing. And I think we just have to kind of make an assessment of like, yeah, where is my value? Like, is it in a title? Is it in a specific salary? Or is it in, you know, just having that confidence in yourself that you can turn things around?
Well, it's hard when you're in that energy space where you hate your job. It affects everything. You spend most of your time there. I always look to serve others. So if you're not serving others and you're not doing what you are enjoying, and it's not working for you. That is a hard decision because you look at the financial part of it and how are you going to live without it? But then again, how are you going to keep living with it and moving forward? And you now feel like that was the right decision?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think that they were obviously looking to push a lot of folks out. Some people allowed themselves to be pushed out. I just walked out. So I would have been one of the ones pushed out eventually anyway. So it was a terrific decision because I controlled the narrative.
I love that. I love that you took the initiative to do that and to listen to yourself and connect with yourself. And we often know what's best for ourselves, but sometimes we put that aside with other things. Well, I can't financially afford it.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about different things in your lives, different places you've been. What's one thing that you can leave our audience with so that they can live extraordinary lives?
Yeah. So one thing is that I think we all have extraordinary lives because tomorrow isn't promised. Every second's a blessing, every day's a blessing. And no two lives look exactly the same. And I wouldn't say that I don't fall into comparison trap because we all do. We do it all the time. But I think that also just waste the moment that we're given by doing that comparison. So I would say definitely own your path and just love it no matter like what it looks like.
Own your path. I like that. And I always say compare yourself to yourself, not to other people, because you're the only one you can compare yourself with. Are you better than yesterday? Are you continuing that personal growth? Because that's important. Are you continuing to grow in your business? What are those small accomplishments? It doesn't have to be a huge one, but the small accomplishments on that path along the way, and focus on those. So own your path, everybody. We just talked to Kimberly Inez Mays. I love what she said about being nerve-sighted. As a business owner, we have a lot of things we have to offer people. And, you know, we think of it often is sales, right? We have to sell our product to people to get clients in. But as we do that, we can be nervous because we're approaching people, getting on stage, getting on podcasts. But as you move along and realize that what you're offering will solve someone's problem and help them, then it switches to being nerve-sighted. You're excited about what you're showing. You're excited about sharing with others, getting on stage, getting on podcasts. It can be a little nerve-wracking, but it fills you up with inspiration to move forward. Kimberly said that she got that phrase from some other people we know, AMA and Emilio and Daniela. They have this other group that we are part of. So I did want to give props to them for creating that. If they created it, they probably heard it from someone else too. So remember, nerve-sighted. You're nervous but excited. I call it the Disneyland feeling. And what you're doing is important to help others and solve their problems. So go ahead, really just grasp what you're doing and how it's solving other people's problems and move through the nervousness and become nerve-sighted. Thank you, everyone. Jeanette Paxia here for Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives on Word of Mom Radio. Have a great day.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure.
She is strong,
she is strong.
She is true,
she is